Good morning. It is good to see you here today. We trust that you are having a wonderful day in celebrating the love of the Lord. The worship team did an outstanding job this morning. Folks, I want to thank you for your leading us in worship. It is truly a joy to be able to sit together and worship together in that fashion. This morning, I want to speak to you on a subject that the worship team talked about a little bit, and that's the subject of amazing grace. And in fact, you might want to take your hymnals and look up that particular song, because we're going to be referring to four of the verses in that. And as we work our way through this particular message, we want to look at four elements of amazing grace. We want to look at pardon, at how it prevails, it protects us, and prepares us. And so we're going to be looking at those particular areas. But I would like you to listen, or to open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. And I want to read verses 4 through 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, Paul writes this to the church at Ephesus: "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus." Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we look into your word and this particular few verses that we have looked at, twice the reference to your grace comes up. Lord, thank you. Thank you for that amazing grace that reached down and touched us even as we were lost. Father, for that grace that reached down and impacted us in giving us life. Father, you are amazing, and we thank you for your grace. Now, Father, right before the service this morning, we heard of Mr. Eddie's passing. And so, Lord, we're asking you to pour out some of that grace upon his family. May they be encouraged and blessed. And, Father, may they look forward to the future with great hope. And we'll give you thanks and we'll give you praise. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. Okay, amazing grace. God's grace is truly mankind's hope. If it wasn't for the grace of God, none of us would have an opportunity to know God. But because of God's grace, because of his love for us, because of his reaching down, we have the opportunity to be lifted up. As God reaches down, he brings us to a higher level of life, to a higher level of living, because he is amazing, and he has the ability to do that. And this morning I want to share with you four things regarding the amazing grace of God. The very first thing is this: that amazing grace pardons our transgressions. If we were to continue on in that passage of Ephesians and go to the 8th verse, we would read this: "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You know that song, Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. You know, when we begin to consider the grace of God and how he brings about change in our lives, we can be astounded at the great love that he has. Stop and think about it. We walked in darkness We walked in sinfulness. And yet when God's grace touched us, He brought us pardon for our transgressions. It's an interesting thing about pardon. Pardon doesn't mean that we didn't commit the sin or the wrongdoing. But it means that we have been set free from the responsibility of that. Growing up, I used to just love to watch Westerns. Anybody here ever watch any Westerns in the movies or anything? Okay. I used to just love to watch Westerns. And every once in a while, you would hear about the subject of a pardon coming from the governor to set this person free when they had nothing but a death sentence on them. Well, you know, that's kind of a picture of who we are. We are, without Christ, we are facing a death sentence, an eternal separation away from God. But God issues to us a pardon. He issues to us an opportunity to be set free. And in the process of that, He gives us hope. And He gives us life. You see, amazing grace knocks away our pride and brings us into a position of humility before God. Amazing grace lifts us out of the penitentiary of selfishness and self-centeredness and sets us free onto the streets of His kingdom. That's amazing. He loves us that much that He pardons our transgressions. The second thing that He does is He prevails over our fears. He prevails over our fears. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, we read these words, "And He said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee." My grace, God's grace, is sufficient for whatever we face in life. That is an interesting passage of Scripture, folks. I encourage you to go back and read the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. It's the passage of Scripture where Paul, who is dealing with some kind of a thorn in the flesh, and we really don't know what that was, but there's some kind of a thorn in the flesh, and he said, "And I sought the Lord three times that I might be delivered from this thorn in the flesh." And God simply said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." For while you are weak, then I'm strong. Paul's final conclusion of that was that thorn in the flesh was given to him in order to keep him humble before the Lord. Humility is essential in our walk with Christ. The second verse of that song, Amazing Grace, goes like this: "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed." You know, people today in this world are scared to death. They're scared to death of everything. They're scared of government. They're scared of other governments. They're scared of religion. They're scared of other religions. They're scared of schools. They're scared of not having schools. I mean, it doesn't matter what's what. People are scared to death about a lot of things. And yet the type of response that God gives to us when Jesus comes into our life is that He takes our fears and He replaces those with peace. He takes our insecurities and he brings us security in his love and in his grace. And that becomes very important. God's amazing grace was sufficient for yesterday. It is efficient and sufficient for today, and it will be sufficient for tomorrow, because God is already there. And he is going to walk with us. And he's going to take the fears of our lives, and he's going to replace those fears with his grace, with his confidence, with his help, and with his strength. He truly is amazing. The third thing about this amazing grace of God is that he uses it to protect us from danger. He protects us from danger. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 tells us, "Let us come boldly before the throne of grace and find grace to help us in our time of need." Let us come boldly. I want you to take and put yourself in England. All right, they have a queen. Okay? How many people here would have the intestinal fortitude to go to the palace, push open the doors unannounced, march up to that throne and say, "Queenie, I want to talk to you"? We wouldn't do that, do we? And yet God allows us entrance to his throne any moment of any day, totally unannounced. Stop and think about that. Totally unannounced. We have permission to boldly go before the throne and to pray. And we know that we have God's attention. The third verse of that song of amazing grace goes like this: "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." We live in a world of dangers. We really do. This world is a dangerous place. Internally, we live in a world of danger because we're always wanting to go our own way, do our own thing, and expect God to come along for the ride. And that's a dangerous thing for us to do. But God's amazing grace is able to protect us as we put our trust and our faith and our hope and our confidence in him. As we are willing to follow his leadership and his direction, he delivers us who set our love on him. He is amazing in that he protects us from danger. And then the last thing, this amazing grace prepares us for heaven. He prepares us for heaven. I love the fourth verse of the song Amazing Grace. It goes, "When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun." When we've been there 10,000 years, it's just like the beginning. Isn't that amazing? But you know what? If we aren't willing to to submit our lives to Christ. We don't have that promise. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7 tells us, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. The surpassing riches of his grace. God loves us so much that he wants us to be in his presence forever. This is a dangerous thing. But how many here would want Randy Troyer to be in their presence every second of every day? I'm sorry, Randy, no hands went up. No hands went up. He doesn't want to be there either. So I guess it's a kind of a wash, all right? But you know what? God, how many here want to be in the presence of God every second of every day? I do. I really do. And God offers us that. He wants us. Stop and think about that. Those of you who have parents who have said, would you kids please go outside? You're driving me crazy. You will never hear that from God. Never. God wants you in his presence every second because he loves you. He won't even be frustrated. And you want to know something? We'll not be frustrated with him. When we enter in to that amazing kingdom that is God's kingdom, every bit of negative that touches us, ever touched us, ever would touch us, every bit of that is gone. And there is, in the presence of the Lord, glory and amazement and love and joy and peace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Already come. Are you there? Are you walking in that amazing grace that God has for you? So that when this life's done, you're able to rejoice in his presence for 10,000 years. That's a lot of them. But that's what God wants for you. Life with him without end. Let's stand. I'm going to ask you to please bow your heads and close your eyes. Nobody looking around, please. I want to ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Are you walking in faithful obedience and love with him? Or are you just trying to do stuff your own way and then asking God to bless it? If you're here today, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this would be the perfect time to come and to meet him. So what we're going to do is I'm going to offer a word of prayer. And if today you would like to find Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm going to ask you to, while we're praying, to step out and to come forward and just kind of be seated in one of these pews, and I would be glad to pray with you so that you can find Jesus Christ as your Savior. So if God's speaking to your heart, don't push Him aside. Don't think you're too good for Him. Submit yourself and let God bless you. I'm going to pray, and if God's speaking to you, you step out and come. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your amazing grace. We thank You for the fact that You love us enough, that You care about everything that touches us. I thank You, Father, that You have sacrificed so much in order that we might be changed, might be moved, might be brought into Your presence. Lord, please help us this day to focus on Your grace. If Your Spirit is speaking to anyone this morning, I pray that they would step out and come and find life, find hope, find grace that You so freely offer. Now, Lord, we love You and we thank You for Your love for us. For it's in Your awesome and Your incredible name that we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to thank you for being here today, and we trust that you'll have an awesome day in the Lord. Please give me a moment to get to the back so I can greet you, and we will look forward to seeing you again.